From daybreak to duplex, security AI ships as enterprises rewire for real-time models. Good morning. It's Tuesday, May 12th. Today's AI story is that the market is moving beyond chatbot novelty and into operational systems. Security agents that can patch code, real-time interaction models that feel more like live collaborators, and enterprises restructuring teams around AI-native work. First, OpenAI has launched Daybreak, a security initiative focused on detecting and patching vulnerabilities before attackers find them. The Verge reports that Daybreak combines Codex security with specialized cyber models, including GPT-5.5 with Trusted Access for Cyber and GPT-5.5 Cyber. The big point here is workflow. OpenAI is packaging model capability into threat modeling, attack path analysis, vulnerability validation, and automated detection. That is exactly the kind of AI product enterprises will pay for because the return is clear: faster security coverage and less manual triage. Second, Mira Murati's Thinking Machines is pushing on what may be the next major interface shift. TechCrunch reports the startup says its new interaction model can respond in about 4/10 of a second. And the company's own post says these systems continuously take in audio, video, and text and respond in real time. The strategic implication is huge. The next AI race may not just be about who has the smartest answer. It may be about who builds the most natural back-and-forth collaborator. Third, General Motors is showing what AI adoption looks like inside a large enterprise when it becomes real. TechCrunch reports GM laid off more than 10% of its IT department, roughly 600 salaried employees, while continuing to hire for AI-native development, data engineering, cloud engineering, agent development, model work, and prompt engineering. That is a hard labor market signal. Big companies are no longer simply asking current teams to use AI tools. They are redesigning the org chart around AI-first capabilities. Fourth, Google appears to be improving Gemini for Home in a very practical way. The Verge, citing Google Home release notes posted May 11th, says Google has optimized back-end processing for device controls, alarms, and timers, and also improved age gating and content controls. It sounds incremental, but reliability and speed are exactly what make ambient AI feel trustworthy. Fifth, AI is reshaping media strategy in public. The Verge reports BuzzFeed founder Jonah Peretti is set to move into the new role of president of BuzzFeed AI as Byron Allen's family office proposes a majority investment. And TechCrunch reports Digg's newest reboot is now an AI news aggregator that ranks stories using X-activity, clustering, sentiment analysis, and signal detection. Media companies are clearly searching for AI-native formats and AI-native distribution as platform algorithms and AI summaries keep pressuring traffic. And finally, the policy layer is tightening. The Verge reports the FTC reminded companies that enforcement of the Take It Down Act is about to begin, including a 48-hour window for removing non-consensual, intimate imagery after a valid request. The official FTC release confirms the warning. In practice, AI governance is becoming operational, removal workflows, platform compliance, and measurable response times. The takeaway this morning is simple. AI is getting more embedded, more operational, and more accountable. Security is productizing. Interfaces are becoming more human-timed. Enterprises are hiring for AI-native execution, and regulators are starting to test whether platforms can keep up. One business idea from today's news: a secure AI code modernization studio. This would be a managed service for CIOs and CSOs that uses security-focused coding agents, human reviewers, and workflow integrations to find, validate, remediate, and document risky legacy code faster than internal teams can. It is timely because Daybreak shows security agents are maturing, while GM's hiring reset shows enterprises still lack enough specialized AI talent. And it is defensible if you build deep remediation playbooks, CI integrations, and a strong audit and compliance layer. That's the signal for today.